For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. The city of Shanghai has won the bid to host the 46th World Skills Competition in 2021. Members of the World Skills International voted Friday in the United Arab Emirates, where this year's competition is set to open on Sunday. Chinese President Xi Jinping sent a video message in support for China's bid. The first World Skills Competition was held in Madrid in Spain in 1950. The biennial event is designed to increase the awareness and prestige of vocational and blue-collar professions. Train services will be affected in South China from Saturday with the approach of the 20th typhoon of this year. Typhoon Kanun is expected to make landfall on Hainan or Guangdong provinces this weekend. The Yuehai train and vehicle ferry on the Chungzhou Strait, which connects the island province of Hainan with Guangdong on the mainland, was suspended on Saturday morning. Yuehai Railway and Hainan Maritime Safety Administration confirmed that passenger trains running between Sanya Beach Resort in Hainan and Beijing would be affected. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he'd decertify Iran's compliance with its nuclear deal reached 2 years ago. He contends Iran has repeatedly violated the deal and has failed to live up to its spirit. The decertification creates a 2-month window for the U.S. Congress to reimpose nuclear-related sanctions on Iran. Iran is rejecting Trump's stance, saying only the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog has the authority to confirm the country's commitment to the deal. Former French Minister of Culture Audrey Azoulay has been nominated as the candidate to take over as the head of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, better known as UNESCO, for the next 4 years. The 45-year-old Azoulay is not expected to be challenged. If her candidacy is approved, she will become only the second female director of UNESCO. UNESCO is currently headed by Irina Bokova. The French civil servant served as the communication and culture advisor to former President François Hollande between 2014 and 2016 before managing the Ministry of Culture until February of last year. It's being reported mobile phone chipmaker Qualcomm has filed lawsuits in China seeking to halt the manufacture and sale of Apple's iPhones in the country. Qualcomm is said to be claiming patent infringement. Qualcomm has been charging a percentage of the total price for iPhones and other Apple devices as a licensing fee for its patents. Apple has been challenging the long-held practice worldwide. At this point, neither firm has commented on the reported lawsuit. The Egyptian armed forces have frustrated a terrorist attack, killing at least 2 militants. The army says the fighters tried to target a security checkpoint in the North Sinai city of Arish. A military spokesperson says militants wearing military uniforms tried to reach the checkpoint bordering Israel and the Palestinian Gaza Strip. Chinese and foreign scientists have unveiled their findings in the first genome-wide study of an ancient human in China. The scientists generated data from a 40,000-year-old individual from the Tianyuan Cave near Beijing in order to study his relationship to ancient and present-day humans. The study showed that he was more closely related to present-day and ancient Asians than he was to Europeans. The project involved researchers from the Chinese Academy of Sciences and other teams, including a Germany-based anthropology institute. Investigators in Las Vegas have offered a new version of events in a shifting timeline surrounding this month's mass shooting. Police have now confirmed that gunman Stephen Paddock intentionally opened fire on jet fuel tanks at a nearby airport and then began shooting at arriving police officers after unloading hundreds of rounds on a crowd of 22,000 at a Sunday night concert. However, police are still at a loss to figure out what may have motivated Paddock to unleash his deadly rampage. Paddock launched his deadly attack from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel, killing 58 and injuring over 500 others before taking his own life. 45 of the wounded remain hospitalized in a critical condition. Hong Kong's High Court has found 20 participants of the Occupy Central movement in 2014 guilty of contempt of court. The 20 have been convicted of hindering law enforcement personnel who were trying to clear the streets in Mong Kok in Kowloon during the protest. In issuing their ruling, the court says the protesters' actions were serious interference with the administration of justice. 11 of the accused have already pleaded guilty. Their sentences will be announced at a later date. A drama which interprets 3 Chinese idioms will soon be staged in Beijing. The show is part of a series at the China National Theatre for Children titled Box of Idioms. The theatre program aims to introduce classic world literature to young Chinese audiences. For CRI News, this is Bob.